こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日はマイケルがアリゾナにいるんだよね。
うん。
で、日本とアリゾナでスカイプで収録しているので、ちょっと音がいつもと違うかもしれないんですけど、はい。1個目、子宮内膜症の治療や避妊の目的で女性に処方される低用量ピルについて、長年の間21日間連続で飲んだ後、7日間は休薬期間とするよう指導されてきましたが、 NHS がガイドラインを改定し、休薬期間を設けるべき医学的根拠がないことを認めました。サイエンスアラートの調査によると、今から60年前の1960年代、低用量ピルの開発者が休薬期間を設けて28日間のサイクルを作り出すことで、女性の本来のホルモンサイクルを基本とした自然な避妊法であると主張し、キリスト教団体からの激しい抵抗を回避しようとしたことが始まりだとのことです。
While NHS guidelines had recommended that women taking birth control pills, whether for birth control or endometriosis, take a placebo for 7 days of their cycle, the NHS has now updated their guidelines, recognizing that there is no medical basis for that recommendation. According to a report by Science Alert, researchers developing oral contraceptives in the 1960s sought to appease the Catholic Church by claiming there was something natural about the 28-day cycle.
そう、めちゃくちゃびっくりというか、まあ、長い間本当にこれって休む必要あるのかなっていうのは言われてたんだけど、
うん、
まあ必要ないっていう。ただ、まあ、ピルって世界中で飲んでる女性が大量にいて、
うん、
多分そのほとんどが7日間ちゃんと休薬してると思うんだよね。
うん、
それに医学的根拠がないっていうのは、まあ、ひどい話というか。
Is there any, I mean, is there some financial benefit for, I mean, are they, is it possible they're just trying to sell 7 more days of pills or?
No, because その7日間って、まあ、ピルの種類にもよるんだけど、私が飲んでたやつとかは、プラシーボがついてくるのね、7個、うん、でそれはもうシュガーピルだから全く意味ないんだけど、まあ混乱しないように一応それがついてくるわけよ、
うん、
で全部足して28日間みたいな。だから単純に、まあ、製薬会社的には逆に言うとプラシーボがあった方がいいんじゃない、
うん、わかんないけど。Do we have any data on people taking it all the time without?
うん。なんかね、これまでも子宮内膜症とか PCOS とかの治療には休薬期間を実は設けない方がいいっていうデータがあって、それに基づいて、まあ、お医者さんにそういうふうにアドバイスされた人は多分休薬しないで結構連続で飲んでると思うんだよね。
うん、
単純にそのピルをずっと飲んでると休薬しないと生理が来ないわけじゃん。で休薬すると、まあ、生理が来る、生理が来るっていうか、うん、そうね、まあ、出血をするわけなんだけど、
うん、
なんとなく確かにこうずっと生理が来ないって体に悪いんじゃないかとか、そのなんとなくの不安で、まあ、そっか、じゃあ7日間休んだ方がいいのかなみたいな感じだったんだけど、結局休薬期間があるがために、うん、その飲み忘れちゃったりとかする人もいるわけじゃん。例えば7日間本体休むはずなんだけど8日間休んだり、9日間飲むの忘れちゃったりとか、
うん、
まあ、簡単に言えば毎日同じ時間に同じものを飲む方が簡単だから。
Have you looked at the research on sort of some of the androgenic hormonal effects of taking birth control for extended periods of time?
hormonal effects? Like
masculinization of...
No, 結局そのピルって毎日飲まなきゃいけないじゃん。で、毎日飲まなきゃいけない理由っていうのは、体内にその効果が残る時間が24時間とかぐらいしかないんだよね。まあ24時間ちょっとはあるかもしれないけど。なので、その効果が1個、例えばピル飲んだからといって、それがずっと体内に残って、アキュミュレイトするっていうものではないらしくて。
But it's constantly in your system though. There is a lot of research that suggests that birth control pills do have an effect on, especially on people's minds.
Ah, so there are significant, あ、そうそう、だから種類、あの、ピルの種類によっては、うつ病と関連性があるって言われてるのもあるし、あの、グラコーマだっけな、目の病気、
mm-hmm.
それは確かね、この休薬とか関係なく、普通にあの服用してる場合でも、3年以上とか、まあ、なんか長期間 にずっと飲んでると、まあそういう、あの、病気に、まあ、因果関係わかんないけど、まあ、リンクがありますっていう。
But also they've noticed a masculinization of sort of the I forget what they were calling it exactly, but the structure of certain areas of the brain as well as the function of certain areas of the brain are appear to be more masculine for particularly for women who are taking the more androgenic types of birth control pills. And historically, birth control pills were more androgenic, but surveys have found that over 83% of women are taking the cheaper, older, and more androgenic varieties of birth control pills as opposed to the most recent types, and the most recent types seem to have
less
of this androgenic effect. Right. But it seems to me like this is not a well understood problem, and the fact that it's changing people's brain structures in a way that's so clearly measurable is kind of alarming. I mean, it's a society-wide, you know, we don't understand the mechanism for this.
まあ、あとよく言われるのは、あの、血栓になりやすくなっちゃう人がいる。特に年齢が、例えば35歳以上とかだったり、あの、タバコ吸ってる人とか。それは、あの、ちゃんと気にしないといけないんだけど、まあ一方でピル飲むことによって、まあいろんな治療になったり、あの、まあ、子宮とか子宮がんとか、まあ、がんの予防にはなるっていうのは分かってるから、まあ、ゼロリスクではないんだけどね、完全に。ただ、まあ、どっちの方がベネフィットが多いかっていうので人によると思うんだけど、
But it's unfortunate that we don't know the answer.
そうね。
There really hasn't been enough research done on birth control pills to understand what it's doing to people's brains.
だから結局この結局この休薬期間についてもそのこれが絶対必要であるっていう根拠が特にないまま60年間何も変わってないっていうのはすごい話で、それが正しいか正しくないか別としてもね、あのだからまあ結構こういうの多いよね、その変な話、これが男性用だったらもっとちゃんとリサーチされてんじゃないかって私はサスペクトしてんだけど。
I just think it's extremely complex. I mean, if you think about the nature of the problem, you know, we don't really know. It's almost impossible to know at that level of complexity what these different hormones are doing to different parts, you know, how your body's going to interact with it. It's like chaos theory or something.
あとね、あの、ピルを飲んでる時にどういう男性が好きになるかの好みが変わるっていうのは、まあ、結構何個か論文読んだことあるんだけどね。
Like mate selection changes.
そう、結局ピル飲んでると妊娠してる状態になるわけじゃない、体の中のホルモンが。だから排卵しないわけで、っていうことはつまりその子供を一緒に育てるのに向いてる男性、子供をちゃんと、あの、面倒を見てくれそうな男性とか、安定してちゃんと、まあ、食べ物でお金なりを持ってきてくれそうな男性とかね、そういうのを好むようになるわけじゃん。だから飲む前と後で自分の好みが変わってるっていう。だから例えばピル飲んだ状態で出会ったのか、飲んでない状態で出会ったのかによって、ね、だって付き合ってる時は飲んでたけど、その後結婚して辞める人もいるだろうし、
yeah,
まあ、その逆ももしかしてあるかもしれないしとか。
It's subconscious, right?
そうそう。
Yeah, this whole thing is happening. you're changing your own subconscious in a way. They found that some study found that birth control pills reduced women's linguistic capabilities and their ability to think of, come up with appropriate words quickly was actually worsened. And that's an area where women have an advantage over men on average.
Right.
And then in spatial reasoning, which is an area where men tend to have an advantage over women on average, women perform much better in spatial reasoning when taking androgenic.
まあまあそうだよね、でもね。Yeah, yeah.
But even these things are they're very preliminary. It's not super reliable research data.
まあ便利ではあるんだけどね。あの、まあ日本だと結構避妊にしか使えないって勘違いしてる人が多くて、まあちょっと偏見があったりして飲んでるっていうことをあんまり人に言いたくないみたいな人もいるんだけど、まあそれだけじゃないからね、実際に治療で必要で飲んでる人もいっぱいいるから、生理痛の緩和とか PMS とか。
I think there's you know a reasonable basis for there to be prejudice against birth control, but that basis is just the fact that we're so ignorant about what it really does over the long term. Its practical, you know, benefits and I mean it's completely revolutionized society, you know, the sexual revolution and just I guess family planning, you know, just planning in general is completely different, you know, in the world we live in now versus before the pill was a thing.
Yeah. でもこのキリスト教団体からのっていう話がすごい面白いなと思った。結構衝撃だった、私は。
Well, if you didn't get it past the Catholic Church back then, you know, it just wasn't going to be a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, でも結局マーケティングってことじゃん。それがこう、未だに2019年になっても残っちゃってるってすごいよね。
But, you know, right up until the 60s, like, the Catholic Church in, you know, a lot of, for, until quite recently, most, the vast majority of people have been, you know, quite religious, and the position of the Catholic Church was basically the truth, right?
Right.
It's not really the mainstream truth now. You don't really have to appease the Catholic Church so much these days.
Yeah. 今日また後でキリスト教の話出てくるよね。次。人口のおよそ 10% が不眠症に悩まされていると言われています。The Lancet Psychiatry に掲載されたオランダ神経科学研究所の研究で、不眠症の症状を持つ2000人を対象に調査を行った結果、不眠症と一言で言っても実際は5種類に分けられることが分かりました。タイプ1は不安や心配事のレベルがとても高く、幸福感が少ない状態。タイプ2は不安や心配事がある程度あるものの、幸福感や楽しい感情は通常の状態。タイプ3は不安や心配事がある程度あり、幸福感が少ない状態。タイプ4は不安や心配事は少ないものの、高いストレスを引き起こす何らかの出来事が起きたために長期間の不眠に陥っている状態。 タイプ5は不安や心配事が少なく、また特にストレスとなる出来事があったわけでもない場合、最初の調査から5年後に被験者に同様の調査を行ったところ、大半の人が5年前と同じタイプのままでした。治療法に注目すると、タイプ2と4の人はベンゾジアゼピンを飲むことで症状が改善されましたが、タイプ3の人には効果がありませんでした。またタイプ2の人は認知行動療法が効果を示したのに対し、タイプ4の人には効果がありませんでした。タイプ1の人はうつ病にかかるリスクが最も高くなっていました。
It is estimated that around 10% of the population suffers from sleeplessness or insomnia. A study published in the Lancet Psychiatry by researchers at the Netherlands... What is this place called? Sorry.
Neuroscience Institute.
The Netherlands Neuroscience Institute, involving 2,000 subjects, suggests that there are 5 distinct categories of insomnia. People with type 1 insomnia tended to have high levels of distress and low levels of happiness. Type 2 insomnia is characterized by moderate levels of distress, but normal levels of happiness and pleasurable emotions. Type 3 insomnia is associated with moderate levels of distress, but low levels of happiness and reduced experiences of pleasure. Type 4 insomnia is indicated by low levels of distress, but long-lasting insomnia in response to a stressful life event. People with type 5 insomnia had low levels of distress, and their sleep disorder wasn't affected by stressful life events. When the researchers conducted the same survey 5 years later, they found that most subjects retained the same insomnia type. In terms of treatment, type 2 and type 4 insomnia sufferers improved with the administration of benzodiazepines. However, there was no observed benefit for those who were type 3 insomnia. Furthermore, it was found that cognitive behavioral therapy was helpful for type 2 sufferers but not type 4. Lastly, type 1 sufferers of insomnia have a significantly higher lifetime risk for depression.
そう、これ多分、まあ、不眠症とかうつ病とかなった経験がない人からすると何の話って感じかもしれないんだけど、私は結構これってすごい大事なんじゃないかと思って、
うん、
結局今って不眠症の、まあ、寝れないなとか思って病院に行くと不眠症に関する質問をされるわけじゃんとか、まあ、うつの症状に当てはまってるかとか、
うん、
ただこの調査って要は不眠症とかうつ病とは一見関係ない睡眠と直接関係ない質問とかもした結果このタイプに分けられるわけなんだよね、
うん、
だから今多分普通に病院に行って先生とやり取りする中ではこのタイプ差っていうのはお医者さんには分からない、
うん、
なので不眠症ってもう一つのカテゴリーとして一括りになって、
うん、
まあ不眠症ならこの薬かなとかってなっちゃうわけじゃん、
うん、
だから例えば私も、まあ、何年か不眠症もう 5,6 年とか続いてその後うつ病になってその時多分一番悪い時はタイプ1ぐらいの感じだったと思うんだよね。もうエンザイリーがすごい高くて幸福感を感じられない状態、
うん、
ただそれが治ってきて今もちょっと不眠気味なんだけどただ今の状態ってなんだろうタイプ2ぐらいの感じなわけで、
うん、
なんか多分このタイプの振り分けはまあ私はちょっと専門家じゃないか分かんないんだけど私の不眠の感じって多分認知行動療法でどうにかなるレベルなんだよね今って。だから薬とかを飲む必要なくて、
うん、
自分でその意識して認知行動できれば改善できる、
うん、
ただこういう私みたいな人も病院に行ったらおそらく薬を出されちゃうわけじゃん、
うん、
で薬にまた依存して何年も飲むはめになるとか。
Have you taken medication for insomnia?
Yeah.
What sort of medication?
睡眠導入剤を3 最初すごいもうマックスドーセージで出されて、で多分2週間以上連続して本当は飲んじゃいけないみたいなやつだったんだけど、
うん、
まあ、それはググったらメーカーがそうやって言ってたんだけど、ただお医者さんにそれをもう結構何ヶ月も出されてたんだよね、
うん、
で途中で自分で怖いなと思ってだんだんこうドーセージを減らしてとかやったけど。
Were you having trouble falling asleep or would you wake up?
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't wake up once you fell asleep.
うん、ただ寝れない。ただ眠りにつくことができないタイプ。寝つけない。
Like, would you have restlessness in your body or is it mostly in your mind? Like would you turn a lot or?
ね、うつ病マックスだった時は寝つけない上に寝てからももうなんか体が restless の状態だからすごい turning like the whole time でなんか起きちゃうし寝れてないって感じだったね。今とかは寝つきがすごい悪いからベッドに入っても何時間も寝れないとかはよくある。
What's the longest you've gone without falling asleep?
In bed you mean?
Like, because I've had insomnia ever since I hit puberty pretty much, probably since I was 16. And I could go, you know, almost 3 days without sleeping. And I still have it sometimes. That's, I don't know how I would really categorize myself. I don't think
my... どっちのタイプ？なんか寝つけないのか、寝ても起きちゃうか、どっちも？
I guess both. But I don't think it's related to... I mean, if I'm stressed, I think stress certainly doesn't help.
Right.
It really doesn't help. You know, so if you can do something to be less stressed out in general, I think that's a good thing to do. Yeah, I used to take those things like Dorieru, like almost every day. I don't take anything like that anymore, but...
結構怖くなるよね。私もその導入剤をずっと処方されて飲んでる時に、これを持ってないともう寝れないっていう脅迫観念っていうか、これがなくなっちゃったらどうしようとか、なくしちゃったらどうしようみたいな。それがさらなる。
Your brain like counts down, right? Like how long it's effective for.
そう、ああ、それもあるね。そうだね。だから導入剤だから飲んでから15分とか飲んで結構すぐに寝れないともう意味なくなっちゃうんだよね。だからそれも確かに変なプレッシャーになったりとか。
You can get into weird cycles of, you know, just being frustrated with your inability to fall asleep.And then that frustration, you know, makes it that much harder to fall asleep. There's a lot of abrasive, you know, self-analytical meditations that you are kind of forced into.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain kind of mind that you develop if you've spent enough time as an insomniac.
そうだね。
You do a lot of thinking while, you know, seemingly everyone else is unconscious.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to do some... It's impossible to be a morning person if you're an insomniac, right? And I think it's almost impossible to be a well-balanced, productive person if you're not a morning person. You know, like the older I get, the more, if I can pull off a solid asakatsu, what would you say? Just like a morning, morning thing that, you know, kind of gets your mind off of questions and gets your mind into, you know, doing.
Yeah.
It's a real factor for people's productivity and lifestyle choices and
そう、それもあるし、これなんだろう、子育てにすごい向いてない よね。不眠症だと、なんかやっぱ寝れないから、今寝ないとダメとかってあるわけじゃん。今子供が寝てる間に自分が寝ないと、こっから20時間寝れないみたいなのとかってさ。
hate that feeling, like I have to sleep now.
そう、でも無理なんだよね
I hate that feeling.
で、今寝ないとって思えば思うほど寝れなくなるっていう。
And
だから、パッてすぐ寝れる人はすごい羨ましい。
yeah, there's. I remember there is this. Forget who it is. There's this character in Initial D, who he's like the coach for the main guy.
Okay.
Have you read Initial D?
No.
But this coach is like he's before each race, he's thinking about, strategy, right? You can conceal things from your opponent. There's a lot of stuff you can do in this toge racing, but his peculiarity and as a character is that he had the ability. He was so focused as a person. He was a person that had such incredible focus that he could fall asleep in the car exactly when he wanted to and wake up when he wanted to. That was like his superpower.
それ本当スーパーパワーだよね。
Yeah, but there are people who can do that, that you get on a train or something,
そう。
and they just
本当
knock
にそれ。
themselves. It's like, I'm gonna turn
Yeah.
my own brain off, right?
Yeah, I'm
But
actually jealous.
if I try to turn my own brain off, my brain like fights against me.
I know, 逆にね、逆に寝れなくなっちゃうんだよね。
Yeah, I have to turn my brain off without my brain noticing. Right? If my brain catches me trying to sleep, they might start thinking about shit.
そう、わかります。
It sounds so dysfunctional.
最近しかもね、なんかやっぱ8時9時に子供が寝て、で1時から3時の間に起きて泣くのね。でそっから毎時間おっぱい飲むみたいな。だから自分が寝たいと思ったら、子供が寝てからそれが始まるまでの間に寝ないといけないわけじゃん。だから急いでベッド入って、でもすぐ寝れないから、あ、やばい、もうあと3時間しかないとか、あと4時間しかないとか思えば思うほど目が冴えるみたいな。これさ、この話を書いてるとき思ったっていうか、いつも思うんだけど、ディストレスとかアンザイティを日本語にすると、まあ不安や心配事ってさっき私も訳したけど、ちょっとなんかニュアンスが違うよね。なんか不安や心配事って言っちゃうと、こう、ただのネガティブな人っていうかさ、自分でコントロールできるものっぽいじゃん。なんか、あ、そんなの考えなきゃいいじゃんみたいな。でもそういうことじゃないよね。
I think one of the worst obstacles to sleep is sort of a cognitive dissonance. So if you feel like something is wrong, but you don't have the internal clarity to like be to really confront whatever it is that's bothering you. So that ends up trapped in like this lower level of awareness thinking. So like you're just getting the signal like, oh my God, there's this thing that's wrong and it's bothering you. But you can't fully confront it either. You're suppressing it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because we do that, people do that a lot, I think. You don't want to deal with something that's bothering you, and so you don't deal with it, but your subconscious mind still remembers that thing.
Maybe, I don't know, like sometimes I have anxiety for like no apparent reason.
I don't know if that's a thing, though. I don't.
You always say that. You always say that, but I really do feel like, 'cause sometimes I'm like, I stop and think about it, like, what's bothering me? And sometimes there's nothing. It's
just ayashi for no reason.
or baiによっては, there are little things that are not, it's not like they're bothering me, but there are things that I think that I should think about. And then, それがなんか build up してて、
right, because you don't know whether something matters or not, and you need to know whether or not it matters so that you can relax and go ahead and not think about it.
そう、本当それ。しかも別にその瞬間に考える必要全くないんだよね。
No, but it's too late.
明日でも、そう、 I know. 辛いよね。なんか本当今それ考える必要ない。あとは考え始めたらいろんなアイデアが湧いてきちゃって、あ、これ今覚えとかないと明日になったら忘れちゃうかもしれないとか、でそこからどんどんどんどん考えて、もうアイデアまみれみたいで超覚醒してるみたいなのよくある。
And it's true that you won't remember it the next day.
That, そうなの。
That instinct is absolutely correct. Because I've had this debate. It's like, oh my god, what an incredible invention, you know.
Yeah.
Wait till I present this to the public. It's going to revolutionize the world. And I'm like, I should probably write it down. It's like, how could I forget this? There's no way I could forget this.
I know what
it's
you mean.
It's way too obvious and too good of an idea. And so freaking original. There's no way I could forget. And then I wake up and I'm like, damn it.
It's gone.
And then I don't even know if it was good or not. So then, so now my brain's messed up all morning.
Yeah.
It's weird being a person, I
guess. でもね、だから前は自分の枕元に携帯置いてたのね。で、そういうのが湧いてきた時にメモに全部書いてたの。でもそうすると余計寝れなくなっちゃうの。永久に書いてるから。
Yeah, yeah. Your brain starts to think like, oh, it's time to think because I can think without being disturbed and I can write the notes down so easily.
そこが、そう、その時が一番プロダクティブみたいな感じになっちゃうから、もう携帯を寝室に持ち込むのはやめたんだけど、そうすると今マイケルが言ったみたいに忘れちゃうんだよね。で、そこでまたストレスになるの嫌だから。夜に思いついたことは実は大したことじゃないんだっていう自分を騙すことにしてんの。
もったいない。
だからもうそのアイデアを捨ててる。でもそれでいいことにしてる。そのアイデアの大切さと自分の健康をバランス、天秤にかけて健康を選んでんの私は。
I think it's a waste. I think society is like leaking 20% of our good ideas at least. Because of this weird problem.
Yeah, it's weird. すごいあるあるトピックだったね、これは。
There is no good solution for that as of now, right?
ないよ。
You can't write down your ideas before you go to bed without also conditioning yourself to have ideas before you go to bed.
だから脳みそに電極刺してもらうしかないよ。でも考えたことが自動的にプリントアウトされるみたいなことをしてくれない限りは無理だよ。
We have to have Google just record our dreams and just record our stream of consciousness. If we had that, I mean, I guess I would be able, you'd be able to just sleep, right? If you knew that your consciousness was being recorded. Right? Imagine, you know, sort of the thinking non-voice that you sort of hear in your head, that you could hear that back. You'd just go to bed, right? You'd probably just stop thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't even have good ideas anymore.
そうなのかね、やっぱそうなるのかな。
The people say, you know, the shower is a catalyst for good ideas, or strange ideas at least. You know, like shower thoughts is a thing, right?
オフィスで仕事してるときはね、朝メイクしてるときが一番なんかいろんなアイディア思いついてたね。
Yeah, the makeup ritual seems like it would be a good opportunity to think.
I think it's the same thing as taking a shower. Like, you're not really focusing on what you're doing. So.
And that helps you think.
もうオートパイロット状態みたいな。
We don't really have like formalized ways of, you know, the best ways of getting ideas and managing them, writing them down, making ourselves have good ideas. Like if you needed a good idea in a hurry, would you waza waza take a shower?
No.
No, right? But that might be the fastest way. I mean,
or try to go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, they say sleep
for
on it, right?
For people like us. Yeah,
if you
can't
figure something out, somehow shutting your, you know, turning yourself off and on again, you know, resetting your brain seems to help.
Yeah, being a human is weird.
Nah.
次。
During a public prayer held in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, Pope Francis unveiled his personal user profile in his newly released mobile app, Click to Pray, the official app of the Worldwide Prayer Network. The app is available in 6 languages and includes 3 main features: Pray with the Pope, in which users engage with the Pope's monthly prayer intentions for challenges facing humanity; Pray Every Day, which reminds users to pray 3 times per day; and Pray with the Network, which enables users to share their prayers with other people. As of this writing, 1,334,409 prayers had been added via their app this month.
先週日曜日、サンピエトロ広場で行われた説教の中で、ローマ法王フランシスコが新しいアプリ Click to Pray を発表し、自身もアプリ内でユーザー登録したことを明らかにしました。このアプリはワールドワイドプレイヤーネットワークによる公式アプリで、6カ国語でリリースされており、以下3つの機能がついています。ローマ法王と祈ろうの機能では、毎月テーマが変わる法王の祈りの内容がチェックでき、毎日祈ろうの機能では、毎日3回祈るようリマインダーが送られます。みんなと一緒に祈ろうの機能では、他のユーザーに祈りをシェアできます。今月は現時点で1,334,409件の祈りがシェアされています。すごいね。6カ国語って日本語も入ってんの？
I don't think so, actually.
残念。
but it, you can, so you can access this on the, via a browser as well, like on your computer, on the web.
あ、そうなの？あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah, so it's a pretty high-tech, modern initiative. Yeah, Click to Pray. 2019. This is where we are.
3回祈るリマインダーって面白いね。あんまりキリスト教ってこう、1日何回祈るとか、何、イスラム教とかと違ってさ、こうなんか何回いっぱい回数祈ったらそれだけいいみたいなあんまないじゃん。だからみんな基本こう夜寝る前とかさ、なんかまあ祈りが必要なことがあった時とかに祈るもんかと思ったけど、1日3回って結構
多いやん。 I think daily prayerIt's fairly common. Three sounds a like lot. A lot, but
right?
it's kind of hard to tell. you know, Christianity has more and less devout, you know, sex within it. But yeah, they're calling it pray with Jesus in the morning, pray with Jesus in the afternoon, and pray with Jesus at night.
Okay.
もちろん。
Well, because 私女子校だったから、あの Virgin Mary にすごいこうなんかフォーカスを置いてたんだよね、学校が。だからこうマリア様と共にみたいな感じで、ジーザスよりもむしろ Virgin Mary の方がなんか大事にしてた感じがした、うちの学校はね。
The Virgin Mary emphasis. I think, yeah, there is a strong emphasis on Virgin Mary and Catholicism more than, I think, other kinds of Christianity. But I think the Virgin Mary is a big deal in just generally. And Christian, not as big of a deal as Jesus, obviously. But it's interesting to think, you know, what are you supposed to be thinking about when you pray? And you know, people say to consider the sacrifice made by God of God's only child or something like that, right? The flesh of Christ, you know. Sacrament is interesting because you have sort of this physical symbolism for the flesh of Christ, symbolic of this sacrifice given for, I guess, the atonement of the sins of humankind. It's like it contextualizes our entire civilization as existing in this sort of post-apocalyptic world, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess.
Isn't there something post-apocalyptic about it? Like things happened and we're living in the wake of that, right? Is sort of the Christian vibe. That mankind, you know, we screwed up and these people killed Jesus, but that's the reason.
まあそもそもアダムとイブがそうだもんね。They fucked up and now we're in the, like after Adam and Eve, the whole time もうアポカリプスじゃん。だって They had to leave heaven or Eden or whatever.
But it's kind that's of like it almost sounds similar to Buddhism. I'm sure people freak out hearing that, but you know, the concept that life is suffering, right? That we've fallen from the Garden of Eden into this non-paradise, right? Through our own error. And so it's kind of the life is suffering thing, or I guess, I mean, it sounds dramatic.
Buddhism の方がもうちょっと agnostic っぽいというか、こうその suffering について説明してるわけじゃないもんね。キリスト教はこうそれについて説明してくれてるわけじゃん。なんでこうなったかっていうと、アダムとイブがみたいなさ。
But I guess, I mean, is it really an explanation?
I think, or I don't know. I mean, that's what they taught me at school.
I mean, it's treated like an explanation, but
like the, なんだ、生まれた瞬間から現在を追っているみたいなさ。Like we're being punished from the moment we're born.
So sounds like a drag.
Definitely.
Do you think prayer is dumb, or
no?
Do you think it's somehow it doesn't apply? Well, it just doesn't apply to people who are atheist or secular. But we do see desperation among atheists and secular people, including myself, to get their hands on, you know, some form of self-management in the form of meditation or, you know, some sort of...
Well, I don't pray to Christianity God, but 例えば神社行った時とか、あのお参りした時にこう願い事するじゃん。その時はもう真剣にお願いしてるから。なんだろう。
So you are praying.
Praying っていうか、まあお願いしてる。
But I mean, you're putting your hands together and you're asking.
そうそうそう。
You're speaking to something that is supernatural, right? You're not just, it's not just the words are just going nowhere, right?
そうだね。だから私は多分こう調子いいタイプっていうか都合よくそれを利用するタイプっていうか、なんか占いとかもさ、悪いこと書いてあったら信じないけど、いいこと書いてあったらおーラッキーぐらいに思うわけじゃん。それと一緒でこう宗教とか神様とかもこう罰を与えられるとか、絶対に毎週教会に行かないとダメとか、そういうネガティブなやつは全部無視して、なんかいいところだけ取って生きてるみたいな。だからジーザスとかも私の中では、私の脳内ではすごいヒッピーとして変換されてるから、ジーザスにはいい印象しかないとか、そういうなんていうの適当な感じに解釈してる。
ヒッピージーザス、chill、chill Buddha。
だって he sound、yeah、Buddha is super chill and Jesus sounds like a really nice dude, right?
Sounds pretty nice.
Right? So.
I'd be friends with Jesus probably.
でしょ？絶対友達になれそうじゃん。
You know, the difference between prayer and meditation seems to be whether you think you're interacting with something other than yourself. So like meditation is just, you don't believe you're interacting with something beyond yourself, right? So it's like meditation. But if meditation involved interacting with something beyond just yourself, it sort of becomes prayer, doesn't it?
I guess.
Praying is meditation. Praying is meditation. You just have this, from a secular person's point of view, prayer is meditation. They just think they're praying.
まあでも目的によらない？その。
Right. So you just, they think they're praying.
でもさ、like you can pray for someone とか、それこそなんかお願い事をするとか、 meditation is not really about that, じゃん。
Right, but a secular person can't pray for someone. They can only meditate. Right?
I guess.
It's like I'll think, you know, positive.
Like,
positive vibes. I'm sending positive vibes, you know, like this thing. That's about as far as it goes. Right?
I guess. So now.
How can
you... If you're a total atheist, maybe.
Well, what other kind of atheist can you be? If you're not a total atheist, you're agnostic, I think.
Yeah, it's just semantic.
Yeah. I think this initiative by the Pope is positive. When I first saw this headline, I rolled my eyes into the back of my head. And I'm just like, please, more social media, sort of this, my idea of the Pope is like, he should, I don't know why I have ideas about how the Pope should be, but in my head, the Pope should be like as old school as possible. He doesn't have a phone. You know, he's too busy talking to God. He's too, I don't know, the magic kind of, it feels less magical. you know, when the Pope gets on Twitter and we've got the, you know, the pray with the Pope, you know, Android app. And...
前のポープの段階でさ、もうそのイリュージョンも死んだじゃん。すごい高いブランドの靴履いたりとかさ、そう。だから今のポープの方が好き。
The tech Pope?
しかも確かにこのヘッドライン見たときは、私はポープがみんなに発信するためのアプリかと思ったのね。でもこのソーシャル機能がついてるっていうのは、なんか可愛いし、いいんじゃないと思う。
It's cool. You can go online and see what everyone's praying on the network. I'm looking at it now. Spanish, Italian. Someone prayed. It says, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the most recent prayer.
あ、そんなツイッターみたいな感じになってんの?
Yeah, it's like Twitter. It's like prayer Twitter. And I can...
あ、本当だ、本当だ。I'm on it now.
And I can click to pray with someone. So if someone has a prayer, then I can like join in on the prayer.
本当だ。
Prayer for awareness. Please give me the awareness to control my appetite and the energy to go to work. See, this is meditation.
しかも顔写真も見える。
Yeah, there's like profiles.
本当だ。
It seems
なんかスペイン語とポルトガル語が多いね。
Yeah.
え、これを click to pray って押したらこの
I haven't tried it has prayed
とか for has prayed とかあ like の代わりなんだ。ね、like の代わりにこの何人 has prayed って出るんだ。あ、なるほどね。
Twitter
と一緒だね。
They're trusting that when you click on click to pray that you're like you don't just click to pray, right? Like you do still pray like at home. Or do you just click? Do they have like an official like how this works?
確かにね。
You know what I mean?
でもね、しかもね、あれ、これ、リプライもできるね。コメントつけてる人いるもん、他の人のプレイヤーに。
あ、本当だ。Amen、ね。
すごい長いコメントつけてる人もいる。
うん。
あ、でも、ふざけてる人もいる。
Oh, pray for my genitals that got ripped off by a gorilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. That's not nice.
Well,
unless it's true.
If it's true, then, then his praying is justified. I hope that his genitals are okay. Maybe I'll click to pray.
Ah, でも、あ、これなんかでも癒されるわ。この奥さんのためにさ、プレイヤーしてる人。なんか help my wife as she returns to work, take her anxiety and stress away and replace it with your unending love だって。めっちゃ優しいじゃん。
There's a lot of totally anonymous, super positive and super sincere messages on here. I mean, there's also the, you know, prayer for my balls that were ripped off by a gorilla stuff too, but it'sI haven't seen... This is... What do you call this? It's like... What kind of tweet content is this? The prayer... The content of these... Of people's prayers... Is generally, you know... More sincere than your average internet trolling. And... Well-intentioned...I don't know if there is a non-religious version of this that's possible. It seems unlikely.
っていうかこれさ、ハッシュタグじゃダメだったのかな?
What do you mean?
Like, couldn't they have just done this on Twitter with a shared hashtag?
No, the Pope is in direct competition with Twitter now. You know, Jack Dorsey better watch out because the Pope's coming.
次.
According to a report by TechCrunch, Facebook is running an experimental meme hub named LOL, or named LOL, spelled LOL, which stands for Laugh Out Loud, which consists of short video clips, GIFs, and various meme content pulled from popular pages. The experiment involves around 100 high school student subjects. And leaked images show personalized curated content in a For You tab, as well as tabs labeled random, memes, and animals. And there are also topic filters like fails, pranks, celebs, and gaming. Furthermore, it appears users can rate content as being funny, all right, or not funny. Currently, meme content is popular on platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, with the most popular dedicated channel currently being a show on YouTube called Meme Review, hosted by PewDiePie.
Facebook がネットで人気がある短い動画や GIF、ミームなどを集めた LOL と呼ばれるサービスのデモ版を開発したとテッククランチが報じています。現在およそ100人の高校生が同サービスを試験的に利用しているとのことです。流出した画像では For You と名付けられた個々のユーザー向けにカスタマイズされたタブのほか、ランダム、ミーム、動物など様々なタブがあり、失敗、ドッキリ、セレブ、ゲームなどトピックのフィルターもあります。さらにユーザーがコンテンツを笑える、まあまあ、笑えないの3段階で評価する機能もついています。現在ミームはインスタグラム、TikTok、YouTube などのプラットフォームでシェアされており、 YouTube では PewDiePie によるミームレビューという番組が人気です。LOL って名前がすごいダサいと思うんだけど、私だけ
LOL、
うん、
It、mm. Well, it's just their test. So, but Facebook、tried to compete with TikTok, and they've been cranking out these、app services that are kind of knockoffs of these other platforms.
Hmm.
Trying to get in on the meme industry,
but
has been so far totally unsuccessful in doing so. So this is their latest attempt. But this one is trying to dive, you know, right into the main vein of memes. The problem is, according to TechCrunch at least, this light is flickering like crazy. I don't know what's going on right now. According to TechCrunch, hold on, let me turn this thing off. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, the demographic for Facebook has been skewing much older than these other platforms. And now, you know, if you use Facebook at all, it's like you're an old person. And before it was just, it was kind of, there was the old people Facebook memes, right? Where someone's parents, you know, someone's dad or someone, you know, accidentally changes their profile pic. They just don't know what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So this is an effort by Facebook to make itself relevant for the younger generations, because if they don't do that, Facebook will disappear, obviously. And so that's where this LOL, this effort to get in at the memes comes in.
I wonder how it's going with this 100 high school student subjects.
Well, apparently there have been leaks, you know, leaked screenshots and stuff, so... and people have kind of been crapping on it in general.
Well, people be absolutely shocked if I said I've never seen any videos made by PewDiePie.
No, because we're old. I think PewDiePie's audience is almost entirely 9-year-olds. That's the rumor.
Not even high schoolers.
Well, I think some of those 9-year-olds are in high school now, but they're still 9 years old.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So I guess it's okay that I haven't seen any video.
He's the largest YouTuber by... Well, there's this Indian YouTube channel called T-Series that has almost as many subscriptions.
Right.
But... Yeah, he has over 80... million, I think. Okay. And even the third largest YouTube channel is like 40 million, and then it's way less from there, I think. So no one's really close except for this Indian channel. I don't really know what T-Series is. It seems to be a local Indian thing. And they have so many people in India. There's so many people in India that they can just have a local phenomenon and it'll still be one of the largest channels on the internet.
Oh, shit. Did you hear that?
What's wrong?
Was it just me? Oh, sorry.
Might have been just
my earphone. Yep. No, I just went to YouTube and typed PewDiePie... to see what this is all about.
Yeah, so he hosts a show called Meme Review. In which he does this. He claps his hands.
Okay. What?
Everything is... His show really revolves around memes and sort of inside references and internet culture. And internet culture...
Wait, does he explain it or he just... I don't know.
Sometimes.
Refers to these memes.
There's like Meme Review... LaWai, which is an acronym for something. He has a bunch of different shows. They're all about memes. They're all basically the same show. But that's also a meme. I don't really understand. Okay. But Meme Review is the show where he reviews memes and he gives them a rating out of... There's no consistent scale whatsoever. There's no flow to the show. And I guess that's sort of the point. But it's an interesting question. You know, what... makes a meme a good meme? What makes a meme a meme? And then what makes a meme a good meme? What gives meme power to propagate? And what gives meme, you know, sustained relevance over time?
Right.
If too many people talk about a meme, like if everyone knows the meme... too quickly, then no one brings the meme up anymore because it's not novel.
Right.
You know, it's like LOL. Like, it's like, you know, it's just old and boring, right?
Yeah.
So, memes can die very quickly if they spread too fast. Memes can evolve and have sex with other memes. And the whole meme thing is... I think revelatory about, I guess, the fundamental truth of how how ideas spread. And there's something really wonky about human nature that it's not, you know, it's not like just a few people like memes, you know?
Yeah. あとやっぱ思うのはさ、人間って笑えることがすごい好きだよね。なんかわかる？
It's comedy.
例えばイーロンがさ、自分の好きなミームをポストしてって言った時あったな、ツイッターで。で、みんながガーッと、載せてたけど。
Like the Pikachu meme or something.
Yeah,
there's a subtlety to it. You know, it can't be an obvious meme, right?
Yeah. なんかその、やっぱ笑えるって、強いよね。笑えるコンテンツって強いよね。しかも、こう、テレビ見たりとか、こう、1時間のものとか、長いコンテンツ見るよりも、1枚の写真のミームバッて見た時の方が笑えたりするじゃん。
Well, Terence McKenna had this definition of a meme as being the smallest unit of an idea. So like a gene is the smallest unit of DNA, I guess, that has meaning, semantic meaning, right?
Right.
The smallest semantically meaningful unit, right? So a meme is the smallest semantically meaningful unit of an idea. An idea has a lot of memes within it.
Right.
But memes are as small as it can be, right? So, and I think this is why one of the most popular memes and enduring memes is the loss meme.
What meme?
The loss meme. And the loss meme is a storyline. There was some comic artist who started making these really lazy comics. I could be getting the story wrong. There's usually some deep story behind these things, but he was making these comics, and one of the comics was just four panels. And it was like, guy shows up. Maybe I should just look up this meme so I can explain it better. Guy shows up at the hospital, and he talks to the receptionist. He gets to the desk. So panel one, he comes in through the door, right?
Okay.
Panel two is him talking to the lady at the desk who's pointing. Panel three is he's talking to the doctor, and then panel four is he's at the bed and his wife is in a coma or dead or something. But the point is, it was such a minimalist comic. People started making the comic out of single lines. So the first frame would be a single line. Then the second frame would just be two lines. And so like the last frame would be a vertical line and a horizontal line, right? Because he's standing next to his wife or girlfriend who's lying horizontal, right?
Right.
So the meme is the smallest unit of meaning. Right? So the thing that gets transferred as the meme is replicated is this base concept. The smallest idea or the smallest unit. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
There has to be an elegance to it,
right?
I don't know. How do you review memes? Do you have any favorite memes?
前も言ったけど、あのジャパナイズビームみたいなやつ好きだよ。あとなんだろう、でもなんか笑えるやつは何でも結構好きだけど。
I think there's it's interesting to think about what memes do to our culture. So like any given meme will reach a certain number of people, right?
Yeah.
And the number of people that a meme reaches varies for each meme, obviously. And then the average impact that it has on each person. So if you multiply the average impact that the meme has on each person, how impactful the meme is on average, right? By the number of people that it reaches, then you can calculate a net cultural delta, right? You could calculate, you know, how much did this meme change culture and society? Does that formula make sense?
Yeah.
Or you could have the formula meme propagation is equal to the accessibility of a meme multiplied by the novelty of a meme.
Right.
But notice that the more novel a meme is, the less accessible it would tend to be.
Right.
Right.
あとでもさ、ナボティもそうだけど、なんか逆に懐かしいみたいなもあるじゃん。Like,、
mm-hmm.
old meme that everyone knows about.
That's the accessibility part, right?
But not quite everyone. Right? And that's why it's funny.、
Mm.
It's like...
It seems like to... Sorry, go ahead.
It's like a shared language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, なんか、うちわネタみたいな感じじゃん。
Mm.
It's like inside joke with strangers.
Yeah, so that's the accessibility part. Now, yeah. If something was that accessible, like it's really, you know, people get it, right? But it's also novel, so it's also new.Then you have something that's new and people will get it, right?
Right.
And so that's a meme that will propagate. Like, that will be a successful meme.
そうね。Like, そうね。たまになんかガーって一個のメーム広まって、それを分かってないと次のメーム分かんないやつあるじゃん。
Like, memes...
I like those.
Chain memes and series.
Yeah. Or like meme, like evolving meme.
I think all memes are evolving, right?
Yeah, but like some are just isolated, right? And some are in series in a way.
You know how memes used to be in that weird format? Like the meme generator.It would be a picture, and then it would have text at the top, and then text at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you would have, like, the, you know, condescending Willy Wonka or something. It's like, oh, yeah, I've never heard these brilliant original ideas about memes before. Never heard that, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or the angry cat. Or grumpy cat.
Yeah, or like the right. Velociraptor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. そうだね、なんか決まった画像があって、そこの上に文字を書いてるだけ。
But it's not like that anymore, right? Now it's freeform.
GIF も多いよね、やっぱ最近は。
And the quality of the GIFing. Nobody knows who's making this stuff.
いやー、ジフの画質めっちゃ良くなってるしね。そもそも。
Yeah. It's... Yeah. They're so powerful too, these GIFs.
Yeah.
You know, politicians must be so frustrated with the internet and all the memes and everything.
Yeah.
No, there's no.
I still like the 画像のやつ though, because I think it's harder to make people laugh with like just one line and a picture.
Yeah.
Or just a screenshot, or something.
That's still a thing. You know, it's weird that we didn't really have this meme thing before the internet, right? There's no such thing, really.
Mm.
Was there? Is there any ancient meme equivalent? You know, some hilarious hieroglyph that people were passing around.
Well, it wasn't really accessible, right? It was only for the rich.
Only rich people had memes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think this is going to work? This lol thing?
I don't know.
Would you use it?
No, I'm 32.
So what though? It's weird that there is no like meme, official meme platform, you know?
Well, because that's not how it works, right? It's not like you make memes to be on the meme platform. Like, I think it's funny when it's just thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, randomly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
なんかそっちの方が面白いじゃん。
I agree. I'd be sad if there was, like, there's an app called, you know, Zucker Meme. And you open the Zucker meme app, and then you know, there's just a feed of curated, perfectly curated memes that some algorithm knows that I will enjoy. And I just sit there just mindlessly thumbing through all these incredible memes, you know, and I would have no choice but to enjoy them because they're just such top quality memes.
Yeah. Well, trapped. I mean, there's 9gag, right?
Yeah, like 9gag, the bored panda thing, BuzzFeed, although BuzzFeed is aspiring towards, you know, serious journalism now, but this kind of viral trending media object platform is definitely a thing.
Yeah. だから9ギャグみたいにただただこうバーってポストしてあるみたいな。
Mm. Reposts, right? It's a lot of...
Yeah.
Like, they don't create the content. Often they don't credit the content. They don't say what the source is. Often nobody knows.
No. Yeah. でもまあ、ミームはそれでいいって感じだもんね。別になんか
Not according to the EU or whatever.
Right. そうだ。
The EU is totally anti-meme. You know, basically, the way memes work is fundamentally against EU rules.
Well, でも逆にさ、だから9ギャグがあるから、この LOL いらなくない？あ、でもだから評価させたりとかしたいってことか。
だから personalize させたいってこと。9ギャグ is and the panda thing are on Facebook, right?
Page がってこと?
Are they? Or are they only on like Instagram or...
What do you mean?
Is 9gag...
I'm sure they have a page on Instagram. No, Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't really know what's going on with the... I guess they have Facebook Watch...
What's that?
Facebook. So this lol thing might actually replace Facebook Watch.
The hell is Facebook Watch?
So Facebook Watch is this new thing you wear on your wrist? No. Facebook Watch is part of the Facebook app that lets you watch videos.
Oh.
But it's, I don't know how Facebook videos work. You know when you watch a video on Facebook?
Hello?
Yeah? Are you there?
Hello?
You can't hear me? Mosh, mosh.
Hello? You're typing something. Nope. No, you're not.
I'm not muted.
You sure? What happened was that I opened a browser and I clicked on Facebook Watch, and then they tried to play the auto video.
Okay.
And so I closed it, but when they played the auto video, they muted Skype, and I can't somehow unmute it. So fuck Facebook Watch. I don't know what to do now. Maybe I should restart Skype.
Yes.
If Facebook is closed.
Yes.
Ages ago. Okay, let me just close Skype once. Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, thank God.
Are we back?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, where were we? Oh, Facebook Watch.
Yeah.
How is it? I could hear you the whole time, actually.
Well, that's what I suspected.
Hmm.
I couldn't hear you at all.
Hmm.
So, yeah, the auto play videos are shitty.
Yeah, when you watch a video, it's what do you call it? The video just floats up, and the next video just floats into place and starts playing.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about on Facebook? Like,
yeah,
even if you're watching a friend's video or something, it just auto plays some other video after that. Right?
I don't know. I don't watch people's videos on Facebook.
How rude. but yeah, there's an overall mindless, sort of careless, indulgent, exploitive, addictive, creepy vibe to this whole lol Facebook lol thing, because it's designed to keep people completely addicted to their devices, watching, you know, daft, just mindless, like, so the topic filters, like fails, pranks, celebs, you know, random content. These aren't the carefully curated memes presented by, people like PewDiePie or whoever else. This is an algorithm just regurgitating memes into your face. And according to a lot of the test users, it regurgitates memes that are a week old or a month old or even older. Which, you know, when you're watching a video and then some other video starts auto-playing, but it's from, like, 3 years ago. Like, it's a hilarious, like, cat video or something, but it's, like, 2 years old. I mean, I guess, does it matter if a cat video is, you know, 5 years old or something? It's like, that cat video is so old. Give me a break. Or we don't really care.
Well, we probably don't really care unless we've seen it everywhere, like, hundreds of times, and we're sick of it.
Do we need, like, an official record of every video that you've seen? Just so we can be sure that our devices don't show us a video that we've already seen?
でもそうなるんじゃない?結局。
Like, you could have a universal watch history. Because they are building that, that sort of video tracking infrastructure where each video would have a, what is it, some digital fingerprint behind it. Do you remember this concept?
Right. I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to see the same video again that you saw like some years ago and be like, oh, I remember this. This was funny.
It's kind of scary to think that if you watched a video, that if it was for sure never going to be shown to you again, maybe you'd watch videos more carefully.
Well, at that point, you could probably change the setting too. Like, 2回まではいいとか. 3回以上はもういらないとか.
そうね.
Yeah.
人によるよね. Some people watch the same video or TV show like 10回.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
some people just turn on the same sort of background, you know, just have like How I Met Your Mother just going in the background.
Yeah, and all the kids do that, right? I mean, they watch Frozen like hundreds of times.
Mm.
And they don't get tired of it.
Mm. It's so true. Is that... Mm. Is that healthy?
For kids, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
What if you watched 100 different things, though? Wouldn't you be way smarter than if you just watched Frozen 100 times?
I don't know, because I remember reading the same book over and over again when I was young. Not even, well, like, even in, like, middle school or something.
Hmm. But if it's a challenging book and it's engaging, you know, if you're reading Principia Mathematica or something 100 times, you'll probably get value out of it every time. But if you're reading, if you're watching, you know, Frozen, aren't you mentally frozen?
I feel like it's a nice thing for you to be able to do because I can't do it, but isn't it nice that you can read the same book or watch the same movie and actually enjoy it each time? Because to me, that's something. Because to me, that's something that was lost.
What, you can't do that?
I can't do that anymore, but I used to be able to do that, and I kind of miss it.
Hmm. Like, oh yeah, just watch that movie again.
Yeah, like, なんかすごい映画とか本とか一個一個大事にしてた感じがあった.
Hmm.
今なんか I'm just consuming it, right? It's like, oh, like one after another, it's blah blah blah, and I don't really remember.
It is. 内容. It's disguised it, like even.
Yeah, and it's a bit sad. So. Mm. I don't think it's a bad thing that people can enjoy the same thing over and over again.
We do it with music a lot still, right? Like, people will listen to the same song.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh, I've heard this song once already.
I thought that's kind of...
Turn it off.
That's kind of... So,
man. You're listening to that song again? Haven't you heard this song before?
そうだね、あんま言わないね.
I'm not really sure why, but
but
there are speeches or talks or interviews that I've watched many times. Lectures. There are lectures by.
I guess I'm not paying attention anymore that much. Mm. Like. 子供の時に例えばうちのお母さんが映画見てその映画を見たことあるかどうかを忘れてる時があったのね. She's like, have I seen this? Oh, maybe I have, maybe I haven't, みたいな. それがもう信じられなかったの. I was like, how could you forget it?
Yeah.
How could you not know? と思ったけど
After like two hours or something, right?
Yeah, and I was paying so much. Like, I would remember the title, I would remember the plot, you know.
But old people have seen
But
so many movies.
I know. だから若い時は本当にね、人生で見た映画の総数がそんなないから覚えてるけど、
It's fresh.
もう覚えてらんないよね。だから見たやつも、見たっけ見てないっけって感じで、もう全然わかんなくなっちゃう。相当面白いやつは覚えてるけど、相当、あ、これはいいなって思わないと、もう全部忘れてる。
It's like everything has less novelty now too, right? Personally.
Oh yeah.
The novelty wears off. You know, I cannot watch another superhero movie. You know, I know they're making Spider-Man 12 or whatever. I can't. Just, no. There are certain things where it's like, I've just burnt that wick to the nub.
Just to be fair, the newer Spider-Man series is better than the last two separate ones that they made.
Oh, you saw it already?
Don't you know who I'm married to? Well, I haven't seen the new one. I didn't know that there was a new one coming out.
I liked the Tobey Maguire one.
What?
But to me, that was like the first Spider-Man movie.
What?
And I didn't really...
That's like the worst one.
I know people are saying that now, but when the Tobey Maguire one came out, everyone loved it. I swear. I swear it's true.
Well, the first one was okay. The second one was super shitty.
There is a second one? Forget that shit.
Plus, Tobey Maguire never looked like a high school student. And he was in his 30s or something, right? So.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I don't know. But when you see, like, the... Like, we're really at a level where it's like, I honestly don't know how many, you know, Spider-Man movies or whatever movies have been made. And the novelty is just... I have this reaction of just like, oh, it's another... You know, like... It's like I couldn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are tons of superhero. I mean, they're overdoing it these days, for sure.
So it's not just me getting old. You're saying that young people feel this too? Or, because if I was 15,
I don't know if you take it negatively or positively, but it is a fact that there are so many now. Like, I think, 歴史の中でこんなにあったことないと思う。And they're all intertwined, right? So if you watch one, and then you have to watch the other one, and then you have to watch the other one to understand the new one. So
it has its own memes operating within it, yeah? So like all the people watching, it's like the Game of Thrones thing, right? So like there's all these Game of Thrones memes... That I don't get, right?
Yeah.
And I see them, I'll see it flying around and be like, I'll be reading an article and some author, some, you know, a journalist or some otherwise serious person will make some reference to Game of Thrones. But I don't know that it's a reference to Game of Thrones. I don't know what it is. I'm like, What are they talking about?
So
and I Google it, I'm like, oh, yeah, buddy, it's in Game of Thrones. I knew it.
Yeah. まあ、あの、Game of Thrones に関しては本当にみんなが、なんだろう、全員が知っている常識かのようにレフェレンス使うからね。
Because I feel like the emotional markers for memorable moments are imprinted in the entire Game of Thrones audience in a very reliable way.
Which is huge.
Yeah, it's remember when like when the Harry Potter book, the second Harry Potter book came out or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was so huge.
Yeah.
That if someone yelled outside, you know, Dumbledore dies or whatever, whoever it was, that people would just break down in tears. because they had read the first book but hadn't read the second book, and you just, this whole thing would just, someone would just say the words Dumbledore dies, and then you just see this thing like a register in people's faces, and then just the horror of the novelty of this magical experience that they could have had being stripped away from them in the moment. That only works because people who don't appreciate the meme found out how important the meme was to people, right? And sort of brigaded the meme, right?
Yeah.
They infiltrated and kind of messed with these people's culture.
So ne.
You know, it's, I always think it's interesting how the word culture has the word cult in it. It's not a coincidence, obviously. But.
So ne. Well, are you jet lagged?
I have no idea. I'm tired.
I really have to go to bed soon.
Yeah.
So, what time is it there? Are, これっていつ出すの？もう出すの？
もう出すんじゃない？ I mean, ah, okay. It depends how it went and
ah, まあそうだね。まあ今、works. 日本は水曜日の夜11時半なんだけど、だいたいね、昨日の3時ぐらい、朝3時ぐらいから起きてるから、そろそろ、もう脳が働いてないね。
Well, I woke up, you know, 5 a.m.
おはよう。
I didn't sleep yesterday. The insomnia. I don't know what happened yesterday. I think it might have just been jet lag. But I'm driving to California. もうこれから。
Oh.
And
何時間ぐらい?
It's like 5 hours or something.
Jesus.
Four to six hours. Six if you go all the way to LA or something.
What time are you leaving?
As soon as I prepare all this stuff and finish working. Did you see the thing online about when 瞬, meme の話に戻るけど, people debating how to draw an X?
Oh yeah, yes, 見たそれ.
How do you draw an X?
え、右上から左下、左上から右下。てかみんなそうじゃないなって思ってたんだけど。え、違うの、マイケルは。
一緒。
だよね。
But they found that, I mean, people are doing it differently, right? Like, people in the UK are doing some different thing.Like Europeans and Americans are doing a different. But yeah, you say you start top right to bottom left, then top left to bottom right.
Yeah. I thought that was like the only way to do it.
No, wait, I think I might start top left to bottom right and then top right to bottom left. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't start with top right? To bottom
left? Top left. No, top left to bottom right. And then top right to bottom left. So, in the chart, I think it's 7.
Oh, the official chart.
Yeah.
そっか。
でも、someone is saying 6 is insanity. So like 左下から右上、左上から右下。そんな書き方の人いる？
the debate is people are like insulting other people. Like anyone who draws an X like this is a fucking idiot.
Americans do 7 and 8.
うん。
だから上からはじ、まあ、右左は別として上から始めるのはアメリカで、UK の人は上から始めて次下から行くか、下から始めて次上から行くか。へえ。
They start from the bottom? Like, which side? So,
だから、top left to, you start from top left,、
mm-hmm.
and then 次に bottom left.
Bottom left から top right.、
うん、か、それか、bottom left から始めて、次 bottom, top left.
うん。
だから上からと下からは組み合わさってる状態だよね。
I'm assuming that I only do it one way, but is it possible that people do it different ways?
いや、ないと思うよ。
Are you sure? Because, like, I feel like batsu, like if you're just making an X, is different than if you're writing the word. So if I...
batsu は違うね。うん、batsu は右から始めるもんね。X は左からだけど。
What? Say that. Wait.
Wait, I'm getting confused.
Oh no.
So, 右からだね. Yeah. Did I say that? 右から. So I'm 8, not 7.
What? 今変えたの?
ちょっと待って. I'm getting confused. だってバツ書くときは絶対右から始めるからね.
でしょ? That's what I was just doing. Because when I write...Maxine, I'm doing 上
7だね、でも。そうだね、だって左から右に書くからだよね、英語。
うん、but when I'm doing バツ、I'm doing 8。
そうだね、8だね、そうだ。
So、I'm not just doing 1。
まあ、X とバツ違うけどね。
一緒じゃん。X and
バツ。見た目は一緒だけど意味が全然なんかシンボルとして違うものじゃん。
This is like when you tried to tell me that kabocha and pumpkin were the same thing.
It is the same thing. Wait, so what about when you calculate, right?
Calculate
の時は私バツと一緒だわ。8だわ。8番だ。
Wow. If I write 5times 5 horizontally, I do 7. But if I do like a times table, what do you call it? If I stack it vertically,
yeah.
Then I do batsu. Not batsu, I do 8. Because batsu and x are the same.
てかむしろこのチャートの3番と4番の人いるのか?
Maybe left-handed people?Does handedness probably changes it, right? But it's interesting that we both draw an X in more than one way, and that's not something that I've seen brought up about this.
うん、確かにね。
うん。
あの、バツ、英語でバツ使わないもんね、あんまり。日本だとなんかテストでさ、間違えた時とかバツつけるじゃん。
Batsu is no. No and the batsu symbol kind of mean the same thing. I had this principal in like middle school, and he would come into the class and he would make batsu with his arms.
Okay.
In front of his chest. And he would just say the word no.If something wasn't allowed, and then he'd do this thing where he like flipped his arms over each other,
yeah,
where he like makes this batsu symbol over and over, and he would just walk around, he would walk around doing that, and he'd be like, dame, no.
Wait, where was this? What, Japan?
yes, it was.
Very cool, not me.
He was American, but it was in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And he just... You know Japanese people when they say dame?
Mm-hmm.
If something's dame, then you have your hands like to make batsu, right?
Yeah.
And so he had picked up on that.
Ah, okay.
And so the way he communicated like no to Japanese people is to make this batsu. And then he thought it was cool if he did this thing where he like kept changing whether his left arm was in front or his right arm was in front to make the batsu.
That's really strange. Who does that?
It was captivating. It's a meme.
Well, you still remember it so clearly.
Yeah, it's powerful. Well, it just kind of looked like Ultraman or something.
Hmm. I guess. Okay.
To let you sleep.
Yes, please.
Gotta hit the road.
もうあと3時間ぐらいで多分起こされるから。
America's so weird. I feel weird.
まあ気をつけて運転して。
I will.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円の激安文字起こしテキスト読み放題プランもあります。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトではストアもありますのでチェックしてみてください。いろんなグッズがあるよね。いけています。スポンサーを入れずに自腹で運営しているので気に入ったら買っていただけると大変助かります。
We don't, well, we should say thank you to people who actually buy our merch.
そう、本当にそう。
ありがたい。
ね。購読してくれてる人も本当に、もう超ありがたいです。ありがとうございます。
You released an essay today, yeah?
そう。最近ね、いろんなフレーズを解説するっていうシリーズをやってるんで、ぜひ見てね。
I'm reading it too. It kind of, it makes you think.
うん。そうだよね。ネイティブの人ほどそんなに立ち止まって考えないからね。
うん、
普通は
、
うん。私もすごい考えるもん。
Yeah, you have to think about it.
そうそう。あれ、これ、こういう時こうだっけとか、もっと他に使い方あるっけとか
、ね。
そう。うん。なので、エッセイも読んでください。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックもやってるので、それもよろしくお願いします。グッズをね、買ってくれた人がよく写真をツイッターとかインスタに載せてくれるんだけど、それもめっちゃ嬉しいよね。
うん、めっちゃいいけど。
わ、本当に着てるみたいな。やっぱりなんか実感としてあんまり湧かないから、
うん、
本当に使ってくれてるんだみたいな感じで。
Surreal。
そう、すごい嬉しいし、ちょっと信じられない気持ちです。
うん、
というわけでおやすみ
おやすみ
またね、
はい、バイ。